Hey Master Souls, we are on part two of the three-part untraining series on launch energetics. Today we are talking about the actual launch of staying in energy first, doing second. It's really difficult when we are in the midst of chaos, when we are spreading ourselves and our message wider, louder. It's a very active period in anyone's business is when we are releasing something into the world. And yes, it's a lot of fun and can be a lot of loving energy, but it can also be a lot of chaos and a lot of stress. So how do we manage our energetics so that we feel at ease throughout the process, so that we feel supported, so that we don't drain our adrenals, and so that at the end of each day, we're not collapsing? Also, how do we manage our energetics so that we're getting the highest level of result that we want? The first thing that I want to talk about during this period is the Master Soul process. I mean, if you're not doing it every day, no judgment. But if you're not doing it during a launch period, you are missing a really golden opportunity to use your energetics for the highest and greatest purpose. I tell you, every time that I have made a quantum leap in my business, it's because I've dedicated myself to that spiritual practice. Now, if you have something else that you're using, great. But during the launch period, it is time to turn up the dial on your dedication, right? Ooh, we have a fly who wants to say hi. So the launch period is all about turning up the dial, not on your doing and activity, but really turning it up on that energetic support. Making sure that each of your chakras is fully loaded and making sure that you are in a place of pure presence and pure surrender. Because when we're in the midst of putting things out into the world, it is so easy for us to slide into ego, right? We slide into all these stories and all these aggravations because there's so much going on of what's happened in the past compared to now. And we hold on to the expectation piece really hard. And this is really especially noticeable with respect to our numbers. You expect 50,000 people to sign up for your free webinar and only 10 have signed up so far. It's real easy to go into that ego loop in that moment, right? So let's shift that around. Let's shift those numbers. When we're manifesting, manifest the 50,000. Visualize it, see it, love it, be attached to it in that moment as you're manifesting it, as if it is real, and then let it go. You don't have to do that again, because during the day, you have to remember that it's not about the number, that there aren't 10 numbers signed up for you. There are 10 human beings that have just told you that what you're doing speaks to them. And your job energetically is to approach each individual number instead of the great big ego number, but each person that shows up deserves your love, deserves your gratitude, deserves a little prayer of thanks at the end of each day. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you are here. Something as simple as that could take you right back into your heart. And remember that that energy of love grows. And when you lead from that place, maybe only 10 people have signed up, but when you're leading from the love, the chances of you turning around all 10 people into a sale are so much greater than when you focus on the 50,000 and not give a crud about the one. Got it? The energetics of being in the launch mean that you have to play on this line. Play on the line of manifesting a perfect future and accepting what is in this present moment as totally divine and right. And that's why turning up the dial on your own energetic practice is so critical, because this kind of dance requires constant attention. The other piece is that things will go wrong, things will go right. And when you are in a state of bliss and connectedness and you feel full energetically, it's so much easier to deal with the website going down than when you have not filled your cup at the beginning of the day. The more full you become, the easier it is for us to handle things when shit hits the fan. That's the point. The energetics aren't to make you completely perfect through the whole process, or to make the process seamless, or to get every result that you have imagined. The purpose of the energetics during the launch are to keep you focused on the things that matter and get past the things that don't quicker. The energetics of being in meditation, in connection, make all of those things easier to navigate. The message of how to fix things comes faster, right? Clearer. The one email that you need to send is downloaded right away instead of you sitting in front of the computer saying, how do I say this? All of the things and your big vision are at your fingertips when we concentrate on keeping our energy in that master soul level. Feel stressed out? Drop down. Get present. I am here now. I am here now. Starting to feel tired? I am here now. I am here now. What do I need? The other piece of the launch energetics is to manage your energy, your physical, emotional, spiritual energy. Keep gauge of where you are. Remember, what I just said is the more full you are, the more successful your launch will go. And if you're depleting over the course of the day, you owe it to yourself to walk away. Even during the middle of a launch, and especially during the middle of a launch, I take naps. I take walks. I turn the computer off. And it's amazing that every time I take a break, magic happens in the background and proves to me that I don't need to be there because I've done everything that I need to do energetically. You should actually feel in a state of great calm because you are so present to what is. And when you step outside of the calmness, that doesn't mean you're not excited and happy, but when you step outside of the calmness into frenetic or stressed, or worry, you're worrying too much about the detail work, then it's a sure sign that your fullness meter has gone down and you gotta go fill back up. And that's the most important piece about managing the energetics during the launch. Absolutely every day do your manifesting. Call in those people, call in the support, call in the clients, call in the funders, whatever it is that you're calling in, and make sure that your foundation is so clear and clean and strong that you can recognize instantly when you need to fill up. Connect so that you can hear those turning point decisions. Right? And of course the ritual, you know how I am about my salt lamp during launches. Turn it on to call them in. So the energetics of the launch really comes down to make sure you feel full, call it in, let it go, and then focus on the love, focus on the gratitude, focus on the relationship so that you can stay full. Looking forward to hearing any other bits and tips that you have on your during launch energetic practice, and I will answer any questions you have inside the group. Until next week, sending you great big love. Mwah.